You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. As California students head back to school, they won't need to pack a lunch. The new state budget for education allocates funds for universal meal plans for the next 3 years. Beth Thornton has more.
When the pandemic hit, the federal government, through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, made meals available to all students for free, including those who would not normally qualify.
USDA has decided for this upcoming school year, because of the pandemic and really trying to heal from this, free meals are on the table.
Erin Primer is Director of Food and Nutrition Services at San Luis Coastal Unified School District.
The governor has included funding for the 2 years beyond this school year to launch universal free meals in California. So for the next 3 years, California children do not have to worry about paying for their meals at school.
Primer says the universal meal program will provide breakfast and lunch, and she calls it a game changer for K through 12 schools.
Offering universal free meals or free meals for all, we've really destigmatized school lunch. So it's no longer about who can afford or not to be on the program. It really is about serving good food.
California has around 6 million public school students. The budget for meals this school year is $54 million to supplement the federal program, then increases to $650 million from the Proposition 98 General Fund annually. State Senator Monique Limon represents the 19th District, from Santa Maria to Camarillo. She says several policy attempts have been made to expand the lunch program in the past few years, but the number one obstacle was funding.
And what we ended up passing was a budget bill, a bill that allocated the funding, and that was AB 130.
Limon says the Universal Meal Program is especially meaningful for the Central Coast.
It allows for every student to have a healthy meal at school, therefore be better prepared and able to learn. And the other piece that I think is really important is because both Santa Barbara and Ventura County are in the top 13 counties that produce agriculture for the state of California. So this is a way to also look at our local economy and make sure that our students are benefiting from some of the food in schools.
To find more information about what is included for education in the California budget, go to ca.gov. For KCBX News, I'm Beth Thornton.